Welcome, everybody. This is a Friday message of Mary Craig Ministries pertaining to a word that was received in prayer. And the title of this message is The God of Wonders, Creativity, Glory, and Might. And I'm going to open with prayer, and I'm declaring in a prayer form before the Lord, having access to God the Father through the body and blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and the grace of the Holy Spirit be with us all now. Psalm 19, in prayer before our God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day under day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse us from secret faults. Keep back your servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us. Then we shall be blameless, and we shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And so we bless the birds in the name of the Lord. The Lord our God is one, whose name is one. And just a little hymn. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, just prior to the Israel mission trip, MCM, by God's grace, met for a time of prayer and worship. The date of departure for this trip was to be November 10th. I, Marcy, had been praying, asking the Lord for any assignment he might have for me to do on this mission. As of our meeting on November 4th on 2022, the specifics for my assignment were in a word that was received on August 6th of 2021, and this is a quote, "You will go to Israel and worship and serve me." Unquote. And that was my assignment as of that day. So on November 4th, Pastor Mary heard this when praying for me. And so it's in the middle of the word, quote, "Remember, you are bone of Jesus' bone and flesh of his flesh. Doctors do what they can, but I ask, can these bones live?" I, the Lord, am the healer. And then there was this pause. Pastor Mary proceeded to say, I am hearing a little bird. And she looks at Croy. Now, you tell me, inquisitively, I know a little bird came to Elijah, a little bird God used for food. Croy said the little bird or the bird brought the king's food. And then he repeated this, and the bird brought food from the king's plate for Elijah because there was a famine, there was no food, no water, and the bird was bringing him food. Mary, okay, and another little bird, other little bird, I'm hearing a little bird, stories about a little bird. Not just the one where Jesus says, I know when the sparrows fall, the work of the little bird. Croy, perplexed, and Mary said, I don't know either. Maybe that's the only one. We're supposed to look it up. Mary said, I have no idea. And Croy said, it's got to be in there somewhere. And Mary directing toward me, and you are supposed, especially meaning me, and we are all to pray for the birds in Israel in the desert. See little birds or whatever out there, bless them in the name of the Lord. And she goes again, a little bird, and with a question mark. And so that's what started this. So right away, Betty found a passage from Ecclesiastes, and so started the inquiry. Sorry about that. Same prayer event. Pastor Mary had gotten up to look at some of the winter scenes I had put together. Just prior to this prayer event on November 4th, I'd seen a hummingbird in my backyard. I purposed to do as a memorial to my mother, a bird, bee, squirrel, and butterfly-friendly backyard with lots of flowers, who had passed away 5 years previously. My mother identified with God in God's natural order of revelation. She really loved the flowers God had created and spent many hours planning, pruning, and preparing her garden for what she called, quote, the beauties, unquote. So to see a hummingbird was big. To hear this word about the work of the little bird was bigger. Looking into the assignment, I found a treasure of 181 Bible verses about birds on stillfaith.com. Here are some of the verses I discovered about birds. And these are four or five very important passages that are just spectacular uses of birds from Scripture. The first one is from Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 24. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written, the law of the Lord, quote, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. That's Luke 2:22-24. The next passage, which is a spectacular testimony to birds, is from Matthew 3:16 Then, when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. That is Matthew 3:16. The next passage of scripture pertaining to some of the most outstanding bird verses, and this may be the key to the passage about what inspired all this investigation, is the work of the little bird for part of the purpose of why we went to Israel. And this comes from Genesis 15, starting in verse 9. So he said to him, bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Then he brought all these to him and cut them in two down the middle and placed each piece opposite the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And then from verse 17 to the end of the chapter, I included, to 19. And it came to pass when the sun went down and it was dark, that behold, there appeared a smoking oven and a burning torch that passed between those pieces. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. And the next outstanding passage is about God's manifold witness. And this is from 1 Kings 17:4. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. That is a witness of God's faithfulness to the prophet. And another outstanding passage about birds comes from Leviticus chapter 11, verse 46. And this is God speaking. This is incredible. This is the law of the animals and the birds and every living creature that moves in the waters, and of every creature that creeps on the earth. And God has made a covenant with his creation. Okay, so now, after investigating the 181 verses, there are a few distinct categories that these verses fell into on a broad overview. And the first category is work. And the birds, under the category of work, the first category under the main heading is to fly or flying. And this comes from our opening verse from Genesis, chapter 1, verse 20. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. Under the work is they alert, they crow, and they wake up. So they're like the alarm clock before timing. This is from Matthew 26:34. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Under work, they seek, pray, and their eyes do behold afar off. And this passage is from Job chapter 39, verses 27 through 29. Does the eagle mount up at your command and make its nest on high? On the rock it dwells and resides, on the crag of the rock and the stronghold. From there it spies out the prey, its eyes observe from afar. So they have a really important job. The next under the work is that they build nests, they lodge, and they make homes. And there's quite a few passages on this, but I just chose these two. One is Psalm 104:17. Where the birds make their nest, and the stork has her home, and the fir trees. And the next passage about nest is from Mark 4:32. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs and shoots out large branches, so that the birds of the air may nest under its shade. Another category under the work heading, I gotta let the cat out. Is sacrificial offering and sacrifice. And we find these passages from Leviticus. The first portion of scripture here is from Leviticus 14, verses 4 and 5. Then the priest shall command to take for him who is to be cleansed two living and clean birds, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. From Leviticus chapter 14, verses 49 and 50. Same subject. And he shall take to cleanse the house two birds, cedar wood, scarlet and hyssop. Then he shall kill one of the birds in an earthen vessel over running water. And then in Leviticus 12:6 is another passage pertaining to this same idea of purification and sacrificial offering. And this was part of the opening as well, and this is where it actually originated from, when Mary fulfilled the law. When the days of her purification were fulfilled, whether for a son or a daughter, she shall bring to the priest the lamb of the first year as a burnt offering and a young pigeon or turtle dove as a sin offering to the door of the tabernacle of meeting. The next work is a hen gathers her chicks under her wing. This is a very well-known scripture from Matthew 23:37. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Birds clean up carcasses, and they are also symbols of judgment. A very good picture of this is from Revelation chapter 19, verses 17 and 21. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come, and gathered together for the supper of the great God. Verse 21. And the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. To a more upbeat category here, same work but a different idea, is they do the work of singing and making their voices heard. From Psalm 104:12, by them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. And in the same idea is from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 12. The flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. A beautiful picture. They are said to repeat a matter. And it's from Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 20. Do not curse the king, even in your thoughts. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom. For a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell of the matter. Very thought-provoking. Birds are known to cry for food. That's a very practical job. This is from Psalm 147, verse 9. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. Part of the work of a bird is to sit on their nest with their young and eggs. And this is from Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 6 and 7. If a bird's nest happens to be before you along the way, in any tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs, with the mother sitting on the young or on the eggs, you shall not take the mother with the young. You shall surely let the mother go and take the young for yourself, that it may be well with you and that you may prolong your days. Next, they are known in part of their work to devour. From Matthew 13:4 and Mark 4:4, which are basically a repeat of the same scripture, this is taken from Mark 4:4. And it happened, as he sowed, that some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it. So there is reference to their work of devouring. They are commanded by God to be fruitful and multiply. And this is from Genesis 8, 17. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that it may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. And anybody can see in Florida, they're very obedient to that. Next, they were sent out by Noah to seek dry land. This verse is from, this is from Genesis chapter 8, verses 7, 8, and 9. He also sent out from himself a dove to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her and drew her into the ark to himself. That is Genesis 8, 7, 8, and 9. And birds, part of their work is to be identified with uncleanness. And this is from Revelation 18, verse 2. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place for demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. So this is their association with uncleanness and hated. They are subjected to judgment because of man's evil. This is from Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 4. How long will the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither? The beasts and birds are consumed for the wickedness of those who dwell there, because they said, he will not see our final end. And another reference of being subjected to judgment because of man's evil comes from Genesis chapter 7, verse 21. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man. And are hunted and preyed upon. And this is from 1 Samuel 26, verse 20. So now, do not let my blood fall to the earth before the face of the Lord. For the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as one hunts a partridge in the mountains. So birds are hunted. Moving on to a little more upbeat subject is that they are a witness, and they are a witness of God's creative work. Birds fly. Everyone who can see sees that birds fly. And this is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 26. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And they belong to God. It is, they belong to God and, quote, mine. This is from Psalm 50. Verses 11 and 12. I know all the birds of the mountain, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine in all its fullness. That is plain. God gave man dominion over them. And this is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. And he created them. Then God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. Jesus said to be like harmless as doves. He also said, and one shall not fall on the ground without your Father. And both of these are taken from Matthew chapter 10. And the exact quote will be Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. And then Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. And just an aside note, we know this is true because we really don't see birds falling out of the sky. It's such a rare thing. So this is a witness to God's faithfulness in his creation and in the creative order of birds that they do not just fall. God keeps them. They fly by God's wisdom. And this is from Job 39:26. Does the hawk fly by your wisdom and spread its wings toward the south? And this was God addressing Job. And God made for witness his creation, and from Genesis 1:21, God made the birds and God provides their food and supply by decree. From Genesis 1:21 again, so God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And then Genesis 1:30. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And so it was. So that is God by decree supplying for the needs of the bird creation. The next category, broad category, is symbols. And they are used as symbols and also used as symbols in or for judgment. And this comes from the baker in prison, with Joseph from Genesis chapter 40, verse 17. In the uppermost basket were all kinds of baked goods for Pharaoh, and the birds ate them out of the basket on my head. So that is a very clear picture of birds being used in judgment. Daniel 4:33 is another Chapter 4, verse 33 is another example. And that very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from man and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. So that is birds being identified in judgment on the king Nebuchadnezzar. Birds eat and devour in judgment. And this is from 1 Kings. This is a very famous passage. 21:24. The dogs shall eat whoever belongs to Ahab and dies in the city, and the birds of the air shall eat whoever dies in that field. Open judgment. And the birds are taken away as part of God's judgment. And this is from Hosea chapter 4, verse 3. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. So they suffer because of our sin. Another famous passage is God rained down quail as judgment. This event actually took place in Numbers, but the reading to it is from Psalm 78, verses 26 through 31. He caused an east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He also rained meat on them like the dust, feathered fowl like the sand of the sea. And he let them fall in the midst of their camp, all around their dwelling. So they ate and were filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not deprived of their craving, but while their food was still in their mouths, the wrath of God came against them and slew the stoutest of them and struck down the choice men of Israel. And in the case of positive judgment, again, we go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 22. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth. And God makes them lie down in safety and covenant. And this is from Hosea chapter 2, verse 18. In that day, I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field, with the birds of the air, and with the creeping things of the ground. Bow and sword of battle I will shatter from the earth and make them lie down in safety. Yay. another positive judgment is from Isaiah chapter 31, verse 5. This is a very uplifting portion of scripture, and I believe Karen Davis actually did a worship song from Isaiah 31, but we're looking at verse 5. Like birds flying about, so will the Lord of hosts defend Jerusalem. Defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve it. And now one verse just for something to think about is from Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 27. As a cage is full of birds, so their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich. And I got it, kind of got the picture of like how the city dwellers are, but that's just an opinion. So that concludes the breakdown of categories of the ideas of the work. The work was one, the witness, and symbols used, and judgment. So on this mission trip to Israel, we saw a lot of birds, mainly pigeons and doves. At Tel Beersheba, Croy spotted a pair of nesting birds. I don't think they were common, since there are not many trees, and these birds could have been endangered. There were not many trees along the highway from Tel Aviv and to the south region. It looked like a good deal of the land on both sides of the interstate for almost an hour drive had been bulldozed and cleared of all trees, just about, and all ground shrubbery. Mainly, there were power lines. I'm sure this would have had some effect on their bird population. Returning home, November 20th, around 7-ish in the morning, I had another hummingbird visitation. The next visit was on November 27th, when Pastor Mary was releasing the second word. And while she was releasing that second word that she had received in Israel in November, this hummingbird seemed to stay around almost the entire duration of while she was releasing that word, flying around, which is even more rare. And again, I saw on the 29th of November around 8 a.m., this time I saw two little hummingbirds. So I was questioning maybe a family. So as of now, I do have a camera handy, and it is set on a setting that catches motion. And that concludes the investigation into the work of the little bird. So in closing, I'd like to pray and ask God to help us to appreciate his creation and to see the wonders of his handiwork, and to give him the thanks and the praise that he deserves. And the end of the prayer of Psalm 19, that he would fulfill that request in our lives and to preserve us until the end. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you very much, Dorothy. And it's amazing how God works to lead us. He doesn't give us everything we want to know right away, but he leads us like he led you into all this about birds, 181 verses, and it's truly amazing, and we all benefit from it. And so thank you very much. It's certainly interesting and exciting, too, to see how God works through his handiwork in creation. Maybe we'll all go out and be more watchful about the birds and appreciate all the gifts of God. We're in a general series right now, the blessings of the Lord. And this is truly one of his great blessings, his handiwork in creation, and particularly today, the birds of the air. All right, thank you very much. And God bless everyone. Say amen.
Amen.